What is the importance of foundations? We know that our houses are built upon a foundation. We know that this building here in which we worship is built upon a foundation. We know the importance of foundations because they provide security. They provide stability. Foundations then are very, very important in the buildings that we live in, the buildings that we might work in, the buildings that we might worship God in. There is a question that is found over in the book of Psalm chapter 11. If you've got your Bibles, if you'll open up with me, I want to look with you at Psalm the 11th chapter. And as you're turning there, the background of this great psalm that David wrote is that there were those who were telling David he needed to be fleeing, running away from his enemies. And it seems always in the life of King David, and even before he became a king, that David was running away from his enemies. You might remember how that Saul was always chasing and going after David when he was a younger man. Remember how that the saying was something like this: Saul has killed his thousands, but David his 10,000s. And out of jealousy in the heart of Saul, he would chase David, trying to put him to death because he was jealous of the young man David. And David writes in Psalm 11, beginning in verse 1, these words of inspiration: "In the Lord I put my trust. How can you say to my soul, 'Flee as a bird to your mountain'? For look, the wicked bend their bow, they make ready their arrow on the string, that they may shoot secretly at the upright in heart. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids test the sons of men. The Lord tests the righteous, but the wicked and the one who loves violence his soul hates. Upon the wicked he will rain coals, fire and brimstone, and a burning wind shall be the portion of their cup. For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteousness. His countenance beholds the upright." May I say to all of us here this morning that I hold in my hand the foundation. The foundation upon which everything should be built. But isn't it true this morning that there are those who are trying to destroy this foundation? There are those who would take the Bible, the Word of God, that upon which we build our lives, which we build our faith, that upon which we build our confidence and assurance. And there are those out there today who are seeking to destroy the foundation upon which our lives, our hope, and our security is founded. When I think about the foundation that is found in the Word of God, we remember how that the Bible says, "Other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ." And the foundation then of His Word, the foundation of His teaching, those things that Jesus left for the apostles to write by inspiration, guided by the Holy Spirit, those things then that Jesus and the foundation upon which we build everything spiritually, that foundation is only found in Jesus Christ, no other foundation can any man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Again, you may remember the words of the Apostle Paul, where he would say to the Ephesian Christians that they were built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Now, I wonder what it is that the foundation of the apostles and the prophets are given to you and me today. Where do we find this foundation of the apostles and prophets? Well, again, I open my Bible and I realize when I read the words that are written here, they are written through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit given unto the apostles and the prophets. Those wonderful words that are given to us in the 27 books of the New Testament. This is the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. And whenever I build then everything upon the solid, secure foundation given to the apostles and the prophets and provided for us today, that is a wonderful and a sure foundation, is it not? But the Bible says of this foundation that Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone. Do you understand that when a foundation of a house is laid, a foundation of a building is laid, that there might be a chief cornerstone? And every part of that foundation is built in connection with and relationship to the chief cornerstone. Jesus, then, being the chief cornerstone, every building spiritually is going to be built in connection to Jesus Christ, that chief cornerstone. That being the case, it is always going to be a sure, a solid foundation. But what about those today who are destroying the foundation? And you go back to what is written in Psalm chapter 11, and David asked this question: if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Are there foundations today that are found in the Word of God that are being destroyed? Can we look around us this morning and can we see foundations upon which things are being built that the foundations are being destroyed and thrown down? Can I suggest some things for our consideration today that I believe are being destroyed? Some foundations that are being overthrown. Some foundations that are found in the sacred Word of God that are destroyed. What about the nation in which we live today? Are you and I concerned about our nation? Are we praying about the things that are happening in our nation around us? You remember how the Bible says, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Do we believe this morning that our nation, when it first began, was built upon a righteous foundation? Do we believe our Constitution that gives us life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness? Do we believe in the idea, in God we trust? We take our coins, our dollar bills, and whatever bills we might have. And there's this little phrase, this little statement, in God we trust. Are there those who would like to remove that phrase from our coins and our money? Are there those this morning who are destroying the very foundation of our trust in God? And the fact is that when our nation then built upon that wonderful, solid, secure foundation of a relationship with God, oh, how tragic it is that those foundations are being destroyed. Our belief in the Bible as a wonderful guide for the decisions. You know, in just a few months, we will have a new president. And that new president will place their hands upon the Bible. And I wonder, maybe you wonder with me today, that whoever that president is that might place their hand upon the Bible, do those leaders of our nation believe the things that are written within God's Word? Do they really believe that this is the foundation upon which the nation can be built and the nation is protected because of our trust in the Word of God? Are there things our nation no longer believes that are revealed within God's precious Word? Oh, how we need to once again go back as the people of this great nation of ours and realize if the foundations of our nation are destroyed, what can the righteous do? What about the foundation of our homes, our families? Are our homes and families this morning built upon the foundation of God's Word? How do we define what the home and the family really is? Don't we see around us this morning those who no longer believe in the foundation of what God revealed in His Word? The foundation of the home and the family. When you go all the way back to Genesis, the second chapter, and there we have the foundation of the home. How did God create? How did God make the family? He took the rib out of the side of the man and He formed and fashioned a woman. And He brought the woman into the man. And the man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She'll be called woman because she is taken out of the man." But is that foundation being destroyed this morning? Do we still believe this was God's plan? This was God's creation. This was God's foundation for the family. And that foundation, all of us know today, is being destroyed. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 19, when the Pharisees came and they said, "Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause?" Jesus said, "Have you not read? He that made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, 'For this cause a man shall leave his father and mother and shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall be one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no man put asunder.'" Yet we see today that this very foundation of a lifelong commitment to marriage, that's being destroyed. Divorce and remarriage is rampant in our nation this morning. Divorce and remarriage for any cause is all around us. And that is destroying the foundation of God's plan for the family. We even have a really hard time defining what marriage is, don't we? Can marriage be defined in a new way this morning? Can we say that marriage between male and male and female, that is a marriage? Isn't that destroying and eroding the very foundation of what marriage is in the eyes of God. You know, we, and even in our prayer by Philip a little while ago, praying for those that have been affected by the hurricanes here in East Tennessee and in Carolina, North Carolina, and Florida and Georgia, other places. Haven't our hearts been broken as we have seen how that houses were swept away with their foundations and the mudslides that came down in North Carolina that washed away and lives inside of those homes were taken. Lives were put to death by the terrible hurricane came through our area. I tell you this morning, there are other hurricanes that are happening all around us in our nation today. And my friend, it's not a physical hurricane that is washing away and destroying homes and families. It is the hurricane of ungodliness, the hurricane of destroying the very foundation of the Word of God and what the Bible teaches about what the family and the home really should be like. What we need today is a return to a respect for this foundation, a return and a desire to stand for the truth of God's Word and the foundation upon which our families ought to be built today. When I look at the foundations that are being destroyed this morning, I believe that also the foundations regarding the church are being destroyed. Upon what is the church to be built today? What is the solid foundation that will help the church to be strong, help the church to stand true and be that shining light, that city that is set upon a hill which cannot be hid? Oh, we talk about America being the city set upon a hill, being that example, being that light in a darkened world around us. But I believe that also the church is that wonderful city, that wonderful spiritual place that is reflecting the light and the influence that is so desperately needed in our world today. But if the foundation of the church is destroyed, the foundation of what the church is to be, what would happen this morning if the church were removed from our nation? What would happen today to those around us in our neighborhoods and our cities and our families if there were no church? If the devil were to succeed in destroying that foundation? And I ask us this morning, what are we building the church upon? So many things are happening in the brotherhood today that is destroying the very foundation upon which the church is to be built. Doesn't the Bible say the church is one foundation? Is Jesus Christ her Lord? Do we hold Christ up? Do we do as Paul says, preach Christ and Him crucified? Do we believe that the church today is to honor and glorify the name and the example of Jesus Christ to those around us? Do we believe also that Jesus has given us His precious Word as a foundation upon which the church is to be built? Do we follow the pattern that is revealed in the Word of God? And churches today that lay aside God's Word, the churches that no longer speak as the oracles of God, those who bring in false doctrine and false practices, those who no longer believe that the Bible is the final authority in all that we do in our worship and our service unto God. And we look about us today in the Lord's church, not only in the denominational world around us. They have destroyed the foundation of God's Word. Many things are taught and believed and practiced that cannot be found in the Word of the Lord. What brought about this great restoration of New Testament Christianity? What was it that caused us to want to return and be like the church in the days of the New Testament? What was it that brought us together in unity and a desire to share together in the unity that was revealed in the church of the New Testament days? Wasn't it the attitude, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God? 1 Peter 4, verse 11. Wasn't it a return to a thus saith the Lord in all that we do? But again, we live in a time where the foundations are being destroyed. And if the foundation is destroyed, what can the church do? What do we see in the division that occurs within the brotherhood today? Because the foundation of God's Word is no longer believed and practiced by so many. Don't we need a return once again to a strong conviction, a strong desire for the church to be built upon that foundation of the precious and wonderful Word of God? God bless the Lake Hills Church and your desire to build this congregation upon the foundation of the Word of the Lord. I close our thoughts today by reminding us of a statement that Jesus made back in the book of Matthew chapter 7. I know you're familiar with the words of our Lord as He closes out that great Sermon on the Mount. Our kids sing about it. The wise man built his house upon the rock. And as that wise man built his house upon the rock, I ask us, what does that rock represent? Doesn't it represent the foundation? Doesn't it remind us of all the things that Jesus has said in this wonderful sermon? That if one, as Jesus says, will hear these sayings of mine, and he does them, I will liken him unto a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rock, the foundation. The rock, the foundation of what Jesus taught in this great sermon. And we just go back and take those wonderful teachings of our Lord in Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7. And we build our lives upon what He has taught within the great sermon. We're building our house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall. Why? Why did it not fall? Because, you see, it was built upon that solid, sure, secure foundation of the teachings of Jesus Christ. Mark it down and don't forget it. Rains, floods will come. It may not be a physical rain or hurricane or storm. We may not face it as others have faced it in our area. But sometime there will be rains and winds and floods that will beat against our house. It's going to be beating against our nation. It'll beat against our family. It'll beat against the church. What's going to help us stand? What is going to give us the assurance that our house is not going to be swept away? Our house, the Lord's house, the church, the nation, will not be swept away because we're building. We're building on a sure foundation. You know, when you built your house upon that foundation, it was a forward-looking thing, wasn't it? Because you were looking to the time when there would maybe come a storm beating against your house. You wanted your house to stand. We build everything today in a spiritual nature, looking forward to the realization. As Jesus said, the rains, the winds, the floods came against that house and beat upon it, and it did not fall, for it was founded upon the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. What kind of foundation is that? Who would build their house upon the sand, the shifting, uncertain sand? But there are those who are building their house. They're building their life. Nations are building their house. Our nation is building its house upon the shifting, unsure sands. And whenever the storms come and beat upon any house that is built on the sand, it will fall, and great will be its fall. So if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? I close by reminding you of the words of David: trust in the Lord. The Lord is still on his throne. The Lord is still righteous, and he still loves righteous people. We don't know what the future holds for this nation. I don't know what the future holds for my family. We really don't know what the future holds for the church. But the Lord is on the throne. He is still in control of everything. Trust him. Continue being righteous. Continue exerting your influence as a righteous people, and we can make sure that the foundations upon which we stand today are going to be held sure in our life. Philip has chosen the invitation song this morning. If you're in this audience and you feel that the foundations all around you are unsure, you feel like you're building your life upon the sands that are going to be washed away and provide no security for your life, why not build your life upon Jesus Christ? He's the only foundation that I can build my life upon that I know is going to stand when everything else around me is falling. When I build my life upon him, I can stand sure without any fear of harm, any fear of being destroyed and washed away by the challenges of life. As we stand, if you need to respond, you believe Jesus is God's Son, would you repent this morning of your sins? Would you confess Christ? Would you be baptized for the remission of your sins? If you've done that and you need the prayers of this spiritual family, this invitation is yours.